Letter 1. Professor Gyan. Eep! I've leaped. There's no safety net. No harness. There is a landing, I know. A crash or a creamy one. Right now, in midair, I couldn't tell. The turbulence isn't helping either. I'm done, sir. So thoroughly fried and not a delicious-smelling crispy golden brown. Charred, in fact. Burnt out with tests and scores and memorization and repetition and routine and uninspiring teachers and unhealthy competition and examination marks determining degrees of smartness, not to mention the course of our lives. Learning just wasn't fun anymore. In fact, there was barely any of it happening. I'd wake up every morning, talk myself into attending class, just one more day. Maybe it would be worth it. Only to reel back into the ruckus in my head once more. I quit. I won't go back to that factory again. It's making cloned commodities of us all, psyching us to swallow that if we don't fit the mold, we're at fault. We're being fooled, conned by the redundant methodologies of a regressive know-it-all. And we expect to survive the 21st century by acting in accordance with a fuddy-duddy? He's a Grinch. And he's killed the joy in learning. I want to bring it back. I have faith I can. Quitting is my way of revolting. A flying start, I suppose. Would you, sir, point this leap in the right direction? With a handshake, if we do shake hands on that. Yours chaotically. X.